A very warm welcome to all of you, wherever you are on this blue marble. Thank you for coming together with us in prayer. How beautiful is this? I'm Father Ron. This is the God Minute. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O Lord, open my lips.
And my mouth shall declare your praise.
Psalm 33, Praise of God's Power. From heaven the Lord looks down and observes the children of Adam. From his dwelling place he surveys all who dwell on earth.
A king is not saved by a great army, nor a warrior delivered by great strength. Useless is the horse for safety. Despite its great strength, it cannot be saved.
Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon those who fear him, upon those who count on his mercy, to deliver their soul from death, and to keep them alive through famine.
Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and shield. For in him our hearts rejoice, in his holy name we trust.
May your mercy, Lord, be upon us as we put our hope in you.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen. Amen.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, chapter 7, verse 14. Jesus summoned the crowd again and said to them, "Hear me, all of you, and understand. Nothing that enters one from outside can defile that person, but the things that come out from within are what defile." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So many times we think that we are probably good people. For the most part, we are good people. Nobody thinks that they are intentionally being bad or hurtful. But sometimes that's the way we react to people. I find it in myself. Oftentimes I grow short. Sometimes I don't have the patience that I should, and I realize that there are certain things that I should have a lot more patience with, whether it's with the elderly, or whether it's with the young, whether it's with the brothers with whom I live, or sometimes even my own family. I find myself growing short, and I wonder why. And then I have to look at myself. And I still think of myself as being essentially a good person, but I'm not always aware that the things that come out of me, the things that I say, the things that I do, can be very hurtful to others. And so I have to question myself. And in those times of prayer, in those times of solitude, sometimes I find myself just looking at the things that I've said or done. And then I see a tear come to my eye, and I am so remorseful at the things that I've said, the things that I've done. And I think that those are the times that we really have to evaluate and reevaluate ourselves. Are we as good as we think we are? Or are we being a little bit more harsh, sometimes even cruel? Jesus is trying to tell us, I think, in this gospel passage. Jesus is trying to tell us what we need to see within ourselves. And don't always judge others for the things that we do, but to help us understand that we at times are the very problem. We, at times, are the ones who need to re-examine our lives. I ask you, my sisters and brothers, take the time, look at yourself, and not make it just something that we do every now and then, but really make it the course of our lives, to be patient, to be loving, and to realize that oftentimes we are the force that is not so positive. May the Lord strengthen us each and every day. May the Lord give us that strength. May the Lord give us that peace. Amen.
Is there someone in your life you're praying for? Someone's? Let's lift them to the Lord now in your heart. And together, we pray and we believe in the words Jesus taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Let us pray. Jesus, your teaching instructs my heart and soul. There is no one greater than you. Thank you for mercy and grace and for showing us the value of living each day by walking in the ways you've laid out for us. And we pray this in your holy name.
Amen.
Thank you, my brothers and sisters, for joining us. Go forth in this beautiful day given to us by God in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And we'll see you tomorrow.